Thank you. Hello, so my name is Julien Leduc. I was living in Brussels actually, and my wife was working in ULB, so it's nice to be back here. After that, I left Brussels and landed in Geneva and started working at CERN. Now I'm the service manager for the tape archive service at CERN, which is like kind of a big responsibility. All the data that Abby showed you what happened at CERN, but for me, CERN is like that. There's a collision and everything lands on tape, and that's it, okay? So the end product of the LHC is data. If the communication is cut outside CERN, it can only land at CERN and in the CTA service. So this is what I show you. And it's kind of important because I think it's one of the only measurements that came out of IT and is presented by the Director General of CERN, okay? So basically, what is the namespace statistic of what we have on tape? This is the amount of data we have on tape. CERN runs LHC, the big thing, starting runs. And this during runs, we take data. So basically, you see, over the last 15 years, this increase, which is very exponential. This is start of run 2, 100 peta, end of run 2, 340 peta. So huge and nice increase. This is technical stop, not much is happened there, but reprocessing happens and still data is created at a slower rate. But at the start of run 3 in July 2022, we were around 420 peta, and it took 2 years to double that. So you see, the full history called data is just 2 years of future data you're going to take. This is the kind of thing we're dealing with. And only in 2024, we took 250 peta of data we added on top of tapes. Okay, so this is what we're talking about. In terms of what will happen later, this is the various runs, 1, 2, 3. We expect to be at 1.3 peta at the end of, in June 2026, but it looks like it will be worse. And see that the future, it's always growing, so we won't